Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin this meditation, which I've entitled Listening to the Shepherd's Voice, right? Like finding abundant life in a noisy world. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's begin with our acts of faith and hope and love. Always bring us into God's presence and join me in prayer. Lord, we believe in you. You are our good shepherd. You guide us, and we know that you're here in this time of prayer to guide us, to lead us, and we believe in that. We want to be led by you. We hope in you. We hope in the abundant life that you promise us, Lord. We hope in those green pastures that you're leading us into, even when we don't see it. We trust that you are good, that you are a good shepherd, and we allow ourselves to be led by you in this time of prayer. And we love you, Lord. We love you because you call us by name. You lead us personally. Help us to hear you, to follow you, to respond in love to the love that you show us by calling us, by making us part of your flock. And now we're going to read the gospel, John 10, 1 to 10. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter the sheepfold through the gate but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out, when he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." So in this first point, I just encourage you to, let's just learning to recognize the shepherd's voice, right? It's no doubt that we're in a world full of noise, right? Work, media, stress of obligations, and all that pulls it off and competes for our attention, right? And it's hard to tune our heart in to what God is doing, to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. And so meditation is really meant to help tune our heart through daily prayer, through scripture, to tune our heart in. So whenever we hear the word of God, we're hearing the words of the Good Shepherd, where he calls us by name, where he invites us to come and to follow him and helps us discern his gentle voice amid the chaos. So maybe in this first point, you can pray about giving the time to the Lord that he desires, being rooted in his scripture in a regular way, letting that transform your life. A second point could be entering through that one gate. You know, Jesus is the only true gate. Only in him do we find security and freedom and safety from everything that could distract us. He's the one who pulls us out of the wild fields where we're at risk of being attacked, right? And sometimes we can want shortcuts. We want to get into that safety, that spiritual protection, that meaning not going through the gate, not having to obey, not having to listen to a voice in our rebellion, right? But it's an invitation, avoid shortcuts, right? Those only lead to emptiness. Surrender to him as the gate. find protection in Him, purpose in your relationship with the Lord. Let Him be your good shepherd and listen and follow His voice through the gate, which is Him. A third point is that promise of abundant life that Jesus gives. Jesus doesn't promise just survival, right? Just getting along. Jesus gives life to the full, joy, meaning, depth, purpose, mission. For those of us who are longing for more direction, more sense of where is God leading, what's the purpose of it all, we're longing for the Good Shepherd. We're longing for Him to lead us daily and speak His voice into our ears so that we can follow Him, that we can go out and find pasture, abundant life through trusting and following Him. So spend some time today, 5-10 minutes, quiet prayer, listening to the Lord, asking to the Lord, Jesus, where is your voice? What are you saying to me? How would you like me to follow and to listen? You know, we can hear the voice of God in so many ways, through scripture, through people we trust, through solid spiritual books, through spiritual direction, through personal prayer. So embrace the abundant life Jesus wants to give us through the ways that He speaks to you, to those tried and true sources of the Good Shepherd's voice, through the priests, through the Pope, through the bishops in communion with Him, through trusted mentors. So take a moment to make your resolution for the day, then wrap up your prayer and go off listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.